This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
No, it's more than that, Rex. I just can't sit still.
Yeah, I'm the same. Why can't Justin give us a straight answer?
To beaver or not to beaver?
he wants us to suffer.
Haven't we suffered enough?
Right. I'm going to ring him now, see if he'll meet us this afternoon.
Really? Well, you're brave. Oh, no.
What?
Ruth Archer, incoming.
Oh, rather you than me. Good luck.
Thanks.
Afternoon.
Hey, Ruth. How are you? Nice to have a break from the rain, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. We were expecting to hear from you, Kirsty.
From me?
Well, from the rewilding team, after the fiasco last week.
Yeah, about that.
We're hoping to hear your illegal beaver release idea has died a death.
Don't worry, there won't be any kind of wild release.
I should hope not.
Look, I can't apologise enough, Ruth. We didn't think it through.
It was utter madness.
We were way too hasty, I know. I can see where you're coming from.
So there'll be no beavers at the rewilding, licensed or unlicensed?
We're still deciding on the licensed option.
What? You're joking. We're not the only ones against, you know. There's loads of people, including Brian. David filled him in this morning.
Did he?
Hiya, Kirsty. What are you up to?
Oh, hey, Rochelle. Just clearing the drive, you know.
Oh, I had a lovely walk up Lakey Hill. I feel so much better.
Oh, it's beautiful up there. Have you met Ruth Archer? This is Rochelle, Joy's daughter.
Hi there.
Hi.
She's staying for... How long are you staying?
Not sure yet. Hang on, is it your farm I could see from the top of the hill?
Brookfield, yeah.
With all the cows, am I right?
Yeah, beef and dairy.
And you've got your events barn, which is a fabulous space.
We think so.
I think I spotted the rewilded land too.
Oh, yeah, you will have done, I guess. Some of it's actually Brookfield land.
Just strolling through nature.
Can't beat it.
We all need a boost in January, don't we? It's so grey.
Oh, miserable. Ugh.
Yeah, people need to be mindful of their well-being this time of year. Yeah,
it's Blue Monday next week as well.
Oh, when all the Christmas bills come in. Nightmare.
And there's so much to worry about. Cost of living, climate change.
True, but there are loads of ways to help with stress.
In a village like this. I mean, what is there?
Actually, Kate does a lot at Spiritual Home.
Mm. Yoga, Tai Chi, Reiki. And Denise from the vets, she runs a dance fitness class in St Stephen's.
There was a choir one year.
Well, two choirs. Fallon and Jolene each ran one. Your mum was in one and Mitt was in the other.
So there's stuff going on then.
Yeah, but people don't always know what's out there.
By the way, any idea where Rex is?
Rex? No, he just rang, but I'm not sure where he was.
Oh, I tried his boat, and I've texted him a couple of times.
Well, he can't be far.
Right, I'd better head back. Nice chatting to you, Rochelle.
And you.
We need a meeting this week, Kirsty, okay?
Sure. Yeah, I'll sort it out.
Thanks. I'm going to have a think about all this, you know.
What's that?
The different ways you can get your mojo back, well-being-wise.
Right. Well, when you track down Rex, ask him about his running, because that usually helps with his mojo.
Okay, I will.
Well, 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 I didn't see you in the sauna, Miranda.
That's because I was swimming.
Oh, your usual 10 lengths, was it?
25 nowadays. You appear to be loitering, Justin.
Oh, well, sorry. Do you mind me joining you?
Apparently not.
Oh, look, I heard about Christabel. Appalling bad luck.
She hasn't died. She's moved to Monmouth.
Yeah, yes, of course. Very picturesque, but I mean, still, such a loss for you.
She'll be a lot nearer her son and the view from her new flat.
Mm. Oh, how long were you two bridge partners? Over a decade, surely.
Oh, more. Christabel was a delight to play with. Razor-sharp instinct, agile brain, a real breath of fresh air.
I wasn't that bad.
Weren't you?
I didn't always have the time.
That's not how I remember it, but hey-ho.
Ah, there you are.
Charming.
Are you having a coffee, Brian?
I'm not sure I'm in the mood now.
Well, perhaps I should make a move.
Not before you explain what lunacy is going on with the rewilding.
Oh, beavers, you mean.
Beavers?
David's hopping mad. I don't blame him.
Yeah, I can assure you it's all in hand, Brian.
What about beavers?
Justin here was planning a wild, unlicensed beaver release into the air.
Rubbish!
Look, do you even begin to realise the damage they could do?
Is this true?
And not a word of it. Rex and Kirsty did get a little carried away, but that's all sorted now.
So you won't be having beavers?
No, I didn't say that.
Sorry, Harrison. Signal keeps going.
Rex? How's it going?
Yeah, what?
It's Rochelle.
Oh, right. So I was talking to our cricket captain and got cut off. Sorry, I thought it was him again.
No, I'm definitely not your cricket captain.
he's just resigned, you see.
Right. I thought I'd have seen you around the village, Rex.
I've been flat out with the piglets and the rewilding and, well, you know, life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a new litter this morning, so...
Oh, I'd love to see them.
Actually, I do need to catch up with Harrison, because he's stressing that no one will take over, so...
No worries.
Yeah, I'll ring back when I've got some more time. See you, bye.
I'll take it to the BL board, you know. Martin and Annabelle will be firmly against you, I can tell you that
no,
now.
No, slow down, Brian, it's not cut and dried.
Oh, isn't it? Well, there's no way any of us will allow you to bring beavers to Ambridge, and there's an end to it.
Isn't that rather a shame?
What?
Well, surely beavers are a welcome addition to the countryside.
Absolutely not.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
No, it's a matter of fact. One of my old chums in Devon had 30 metres of fencing completely destroyed by a falling poplar.
Yeah, but we're always hearing how useful they are for water management.
Tree-hugging propaganda, I'm afraid, Miranda. I didn't realise they look cuddly and sweet, but beavers are an absolute menace.
Cuddly and sweet?
Oh, dear.
Well, you know what I mean.
I'll make my own mind up, thank you very much.
Then you'll see I'm right.
Until then, we must agree to differ, Brian.
Well, I'd better get over to the rewilding. Oh, did Miranda tell you that she's short of a bridge partner?
What? No.
I'm sure I'll find an excellent replacement.
Oh, it's a crying shame, though, what with the Felversham tournament coming up. You do so love winning that, don't you?
I do.
Do you dabble at all, Brian?
Me? Play bridge?
It's the ultimate test of intelligence, I find.
Indeed. So, do you play, darling?
Well, I have played, of course I have.
You've never mentioned it.
But are you any good?
I mean, I'm not bad, actually, since you asked.
Really? Well, there you are then, Miranda. He can be your new Christabel. Toodle-pip.
That man gets more insufferable every day.
Every hour.
Are you serious about playing bridge?
Why wouldn't I be?
Well, then why don't we have a test run? There's an open session at my bridge club on Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
If you're free. I mean, if you're too busy.
No. I'm sure Wednesday will be fine.
Excellent. Then we'll see what you're made of.
Ruth?
Hello?
Am I interrupting the dinner?
Rochelle, stay there, I'll come to you.
I tried the house, but you weren't there, obviously. What are they eating, your cows?
Silage, pickled grass we cut in the summer. As you can see, they love it.
Well, they're very quiet.
It's their favourite time of day, that's why.
So these are your dairy cows, then? Wow, there's more of them than I thought.
300 plus, all told.
And that's your bull in the pen? He looks terrifying.
No, Hector's a big softie. So, what can I do for you?
Well, after our chat this morning, I decided to organise a well-being day in the village with, like, taster sessions, you know?
You're quick off the mark.
I never hang around me. So, I've emailed Spiritual Home about yoga, and a lass at the tea room offered to do a movement workshop.
Probably Chelsea.
Well, she seemed really keen, so I'm sure there'll be others I can get. Anyway, Linda checked the village hall, but it's booked out for the month.
Is it? It's annoying.
Something to do with the council, I think. But then I remembered, Kirsty said you host stuff here.
Yeah, our events bar. Oh, you mean, can you do it here?
What do you reckon?
Oh, why not? Do you want to give me a call later when I've checked the diary?
I was hoping you could look now. Sorry, but me mum always says strike while the iron's hot. I think I probably do take after her for that.
Yeah, Joy's a woman of action, isn't she?
Hmm.
Let's see. How long would you need?
Oh, a couple of hours. It could be kind of a drop-in. After six, if possible, so more people can get there, you know.
Okay. How about Friday the 7th of February?
Yeah, sounds perfect.
6 till 8pm. We've got a Hassett Hills meeting there earlier, but yeah, it's free.
If someone can just open it up for us.
I'll get me some Ben to do that, and then he'll be on hand if you need him.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. As soon as I clocked the accent, I knew you'd be up for it.
Well, you're not wrong.
Oh, afternoon, Kirsty. Right.
Justin, would you like a coffee or something?
No, just a conversation, thank you.
Oh, I'll get another chair.
If you insist.
You having a nice weekend?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, firstly, can we apologise...
Again.
..for our misguided impatience?
Yes. Much as I enjoy receiving apologies, shall we save time and take that as read?
Good idea.
So, the purpose of this meeting is to establish where we're at, so to speak. I foresee two major obstacles to our reintroducing Beavers.
Money.
Finance, yes, and then local opposition.
Hmm.
Which was already going to be an uphill battle. But now, well, Everest comes to mind. Brown's even talking about lobbying the BL board.
Oh, no.
And Ruth wants a meeting this week.
Oh, does she?
Oh, sorry. Oh. Kirsty's been looking into different funding sources, haven't you?
Which we agree is in the order of 200,000.
Over 4 years.
With a big chunk needed up front to build the enclosure. So we're looking at 5 hectares. How much fencing?
1,500 metres, give or take.
Costing?
60K, give or take.
Mm-hmm. And how much potential funding have you identified so far, Kirsty?
Still working on it.
So, shall we say zero, give or take?
Yep.
Someone's being annoyingly persistent, Rex.
Yeah, it's just Rochelle, sorry. I've put it on silent. Justin, we still think it should be a core mission having beavers here. It demonstrates everything we're trying to achieve.
Nature restoring the land to where it should be.
Now, I applaud your enthusiasm, but this is a huge decision that you two have made considerably harder. Trust is a crucial part of a working relationship, don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Although, Justin, I have to say, you do have your own reputation on that score.
Kirsty.
No. She's quite right. Fair point. It is very much a two-way street. So, you two will be the first to know once I've made my decision. But I'll be frank, it's very much in the balance.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this, the secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to
speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.